not allowed to talk, but there's a pasuk that says, "V'dibartavam." The pasuk says, "V'dibartavam" means you should talk and learn it. The Gemara says, "V'dibartavam," but I've been drawing the tail. Here the Gemara has a drasha, "V'dibartavam," but like a tefillah. "V'dibartavam" has an additional level of interpretation that you should talk in the middle of creation. You should talk in the middle of creation, but you're not allowed to talk in the middle of davening. So what does it mean, "V'dibartavam," you should talk? Means if someone greets you, so you should answer back. That's unclear what the shir is. Then the Mishnah has a machlokes tanoim. Machlokes zamer adyuta, to what extent are you supposed to answer in the middle of Kriya Shma? So we pass, whenever there's machlokes zamer adyuta, we usually pass them like adyuta. Zamer adyuta, like adyuta, that's what it says, Aleph, Nebera Adyuta. This is a Mishnah brachas, like adyuta against Reb Meir. What's the din? Bein afrok, between one parrot and the other, Mishma v'hayam shma, between v'hayam shma v'hayam, between Yotza Amoris and the second book, Avarabro, so between one section and the other section, Shor Bishlan Argam Nichbar, if you read a person, say good Shabbos, if you feel that you feel bad, if you don't greet him. Mishnah Berurah says that Bisman is that everybody knows in the middle of davening you don't greet. So all these dinas don't apply. All the dinas don't apply if it's a religious guy who knows that you don't talk in the middle of davening. If a Jew walks into shul, he doesn't know you're not supposed to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. He doesn't realize you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, so then the din do apply. Not the record dice feeling, so the din is he's supposed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. So to what extent? So it says, Beinah Prokhim, between one chapter and the other, Shor Bishloim Adam Nichvod, Neshu Shalom El Chalodim. If someone else greets you, good Shabbos, good morning, say, you're allowed to answer him, Neshu Shalom El Chalodim. If the Emsa Aperik is in the middle of Shema, in the middle of Ayam Shema, Shor Bishloim Yishul Yorim Yemenu, Kron Ovivar Rabba, Yorim Yemenu, the Shulchan Aruch understand doesn't mean I'm afraid he's going to kill me. A gangster with a gun. Aviv or Rabbo, my father's not going to kill me. There's a din of Moira, Aviv, Yima, Ishim, Aviv, Kiro. There's a din of Moira, Haram. So whenever there's a Chiyav Moira, Chiyav Moira means covered square. A very big Chiyav covered. So then you should be mafsekiv in the middle of a perek to greet him. The emtza show b'shlom mishu yarin menkon over your rabba or mishu garmen me the koshken melech anas. That's the other rishonim learn. Other rishonim learn yari mitnei ayira means I'm afraid he's going to kill me. So that's a kalachim. He says if we pass him, who's the base of the rabba? The pirush agayin of the harosh. Of the rabba is the pirush agayin of the harosh. Then other rishonim learn differently. It means that it's a melech anas that you're afraid he may kill. Even in the middle of a pasuk, if the place where you're going to pause has a semicolon there, let's say it says after S, Hashem Elokecha, you're going to start after S, you're going to say good morning. You didn't finish the clause, at least finish that after S, Hashem Elokecha. At least finish that clause and then say good morning. Let's see. You're not allowed to be mafsik. That's a Gemara. Even in the middle of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If you're afraid the guy's going to kill you, you gotta answer. Okay.
Isn't when the Mishnah Berurah said nowadays people know that we don't talk during davening. But if someone like Meshiv the Chol Adam Bein Aprakim, if someone's saying hello, clearly he doesn't know or he didn't realize you were davening, so right. It would be embarrassing. And
yeah, you shouldn't feel slighted. As Oveji once said, Adam Avin in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, when the three angels appeared to Avram Avinu, so Avram Avinu was in the middle of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, Vayera Vela Hashem. He was in the middle of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, and he was mafsik in the middle to greet the three strangers. He didn't realize they were angels. So why did the Rebbe Shalom send the angels then? He could have waited till after. The Gemara says, Gadol Hachnos Yisarchim, Yes, me Hakbalah's Pnei Hashchina. We learned it out from Avram Avinu.
This is a limit. That incident is a limit for the minyan after that finish.
He said that's this lesson. That's this thing. More than that, from the pasuk of the Bartabam, an additional level of interpretation. You should talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. You talk in learning, a little bit Dvarim B'Telem. Then Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. But the Bar Tabam, you should talk in the middle of Kriya Shema, a little bit Tfilah. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of Davin.
Isn't Kabbalah
school
greater than between Shema and Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, so sometimes yes, sometimes no. Yes, a real Kabbalah is Pnei Shechinah, like Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem. So that you're not allowed to be Mafsik, even because of Kavod Abriyas. But in the rest of Kriya Shema, so then, even though Avraham Avinu is in the middle of Kabbalah's Pineshkin, he's mafsik to the orphan. So that's the same over here. But sometimes you're mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema, the Kavod Abriyas.
Is Kabbalah's Omahus Ramayim the same thing as Kabbalah's Pineshkin? Because you can say the first Hasidim or Kabbalah's Omahus
Ramayim. Okay. Mochamim. Okay. Correct. Let's see. Mshachal Anich Tzitzis Tfilin. A person, let's say, he didn't have. Somebody borrowed his talis and tefillin. He's diving by the first minyan. Then the second minyan started. I don't have my talis and tefillin. So the guy brings it in the middle of Kriya Shema. Are you allowed to put it on? You're allowed to put them on. Yeah. What is the Mishnah Berurah as well? What if they bring me the talis and tefillin b'emtzah perik? Wait till you finish the whole period. If someone greets you and you're going to pass by, you're not going to answer him right away. He's going to feel slighted. So it's an issue of answering right away. So then sometimes you have a heter to be mafsik in the middle of the period. But over here, what's the big rush? The guy gives me back my talis and tefillin be'emtza in the middle of the yahafta. So wait till you get to the look. Then put on the talis and tefillin. There's no big rush. It doesn't have to be now. Really? You should say a bracha in the middle of the parak. Well, okay. So the special inyan of wearing tefillin when you recite Kriya Shema. So you shouldn't wait till the end of the paragraph. Wait till the end of the paragraph. Said that's only an avarabba yetzirah.
What's that to do with saying a bracha?
I don't know. It's a chiddush. Nocha tihi adi
bracha. Put on, not to make the bracha.
So put on the tefillin and say the bracha later. I don't know.
I think also we see if there's an actual requirement to have tefillin on, then the bracha is not considered a hesed. But if it's, I think tzitzis, if I remember reading somewhere, I forget exactly where, and you wouldn't make a bracha if it's not an actual requirement to have tzitzis on for Shema.
Putting on the talis itself is not a hepsi. Just saying the bracha is the hepsi. Why don't you say putting on the talis also hepsi? Aval ha-tfilin du'uchay v'saguf. Gam bilti ha-tfilin who made a deshek of yatzmo chas v'shalom. Shemek shartam et henu koshir. Mars, the one who recites Kriya Shema. He's not wearing tfilin. It's considered like a made a deshek of yatzmo. Kein aktin k'dei rishayin v'lech ha-shiva hepsi. Koz alin yir ha-brocha aval ha-levisha levad ha-muta. Put on the talis is muta. Without a brocha. Just the brocha is the hepsi. Lach ha-tfilin imashmish b'tzitzis. Why should it be mashmesh? It should look like it's more oivalasyas. Strictly speaking, it is oivalasyas. We're still wearing the talis. But if you mashmesh b'tzitzis, it looks better. Avla levisha v'anamut l'achat tefili mashmesh v'yivorach. Mashmesh v'yisyesim tefili b'yemtza perek mutar ha-levisha. L'vad mi-perek rishon shal kriya shmar kosa p'yemgol and hochen ha-tina. K'achro sa'am la'lechad yoshu v'pes ha-knesis v'miz b'yish l'yishiv v'li talis. Why he's embarrassed to sleep without a talis? Is that it? What's the embarrassment about the bracha? Why is he allowed to say a bracha? I don't know. Good. Okay. The kaddish of the kedusha of the bracha mafsik afilu beemtza apasuk v'chein l'mod nidus l'shal v'isek v'di barta bom. Yes, Mishum Kovar Abriyas. So here Tosis makes a Kalvachimer. If you're allowed to answer Meshiv Shalom, you're allowed to answer if a person says good morning. Kalvachimer, you're allowed to answer Kaddish Kedusha Bar. I'm here to Kalvachimer. Kovar Abriyas is a different thing. That's like Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. That's not the... I have it. That's what Taisa says. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Zion. Yeah. Zion is the Taisa. It's like that. Kadosh Kedusha Lebarcha Mapsi Katu Ete Emtza HaKosik Chen Lemon. The wine has a din of... It has a din of... What's a din? The Emtza HaPerek. It's got to be Mapsi. Again, b'em to shol b'shlam yishul yarim imena. Lefnei ayira. There's a mitzvah es Hashem alkecha tira. Just like there's a mitzvah of mor aviyeh, mor rabbi, so there's a din of es Hashem alkecha tira. So that's like shol lefnei ayira.
You can claim it's not shol, it's meshiv. No, because someone said v'imru amin.
Oh, it's meshiv. Okay, it is meshiv. That's also see, what's your Zion? I'm a Omen Yehesh Miraba, Adli Omer Almaya, Al Omen, Lo Yama is Barach, Yana Omen Acher, the Amiram be Almabi Mugabala, Piscabu, Heshlam Rabba, Sushan Layana, Amen, Kena Lamine, the Bush Yamara Kodosh, Barsh is a Ikarak Dush, and Yimloch is not really part of the Ikarak Dush, the Koshka Shalem, and the Kadesh, Shadvarim, Shamasif, and Bishabis, because I feel the Bena Prokim Loyan. Borchu. Baruch Hashem, Hamvaroch, Yalom Vaed. Bichasato Yam, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yalom Vaed. Gam Amen, Al Seif Abraham. Yesh Mefak Pikim, the Omen Zer, the Omen after the one who got an Aliyah. He's Zer Amen after Nasein Atoiro. Say that that's not the same. To answer Baruch, that's like the Pnei Ayira. But to answer Amen, that's not right. Pnei Aprokin, Yesh Lo. Pnei Aprokin, you can answer Omen to any Baruch, I think. The guy saying Ashi Yotza, and I'm in between the first paragraph and the second paragraph. Then you answer Amen to any bro. Here, yeah, that's what he writes in Sharatzim Chavches. The Belav Echa Primugad and Meikol Al Kol Amen. Bein Aprokim. You answer Amen to any bro. You answer Amen to Hanochas Tefillin also. But the Emtza Perek, you only answer Brochas Hashem Avera. You only answer Amen. So what does it say here? Nachma, the kaddish of the kedusha, the bracha mapsik, I feel the beemtza apostle mechain the moedim. What do you mean moedim? Moedim the rabbanim. Say moedim anachnu loch. Aval lo yom ela tevas moedim bovat only moedim.
Moedim means moedim anachnu loch. This is
moedim,
not the whole
moedim. Yeah. What does it say? What does it say? Tevas moedim. Moedim anachnu loch. Lo kala moedim the rabbanim. The Havi Law Habsoke Gedola, the near the Wadin, the Bain Habrok, just say Moedim Anachnu Loch. Years ago, I remember they used to have a division here that used to be called Teachers Institute here. I don't think it exists anymore. So they used to have at the end of the year, they used to have a final exam that covered it. But that was always one of the questions. Why is it called Moedim Derabbanan? Is there a Moedim Deraisi? That used to be one of the same questions. Why is it called Moedim Derabbanan? So the Sefer explains, it's because the Gemara in Soito quotes different Amoraim who said different Nuschos. So we say the Nusach, that's a composite of what they all said. Moedim Derabbanan is the Moedim, that's a composite of what all of the Amoraim said. We say everything. It's not that that means that the Moedim in the Shemar Esra is a Moedim Deraisa, this is Derabbanan. All the Moedim is a Derabbanan. This one is a Moedim, that's a composite of many different Yusuf. So she said Moedim.
They're all Amoraim?
I think they're all Amoraim. I think so. Chen v'bochel yom is barach v'yishtabach v'yishomrim v'amen sh'arim acha b'ichas hakel ha-kadosh v'acha sh'ni ha-tfila yesh ladin kidusha v'yochal anas oysam v'kri ha-shema v'chein ike. Those two amens. V'chol hani mili L'chol ha'animili poskim, mikol shkim. L'chol ha'animili poskim, mikol shkim bo'em et tach anunim. What do you mean tach anunim? Chol shkim. Kol shkim b'psukhe de zimro. What do you mean tach anunim? Tach anunim. Or it means l'chai n'tzod ha'shanim b'yiro. Let's see. Kol shkim b'psukhe de zimro. L'in y'nemut alana salim b'in ha'prokim b'samkuya sh'madi chaseh. Chayodam kosa b'eino mutter. Lanus Rakhmanom in Abracha Atzma. Shasimo Metchila. The Chazan is finished. Yotza Amaris. Do you say Amen? Avla Pim Godim, Chem Bichdush, Rabbi Kivagir, Heskimo, Kol Amin Mutalan, Ben Abracha. What if a person went to the bathroom, does it say Asher Yotza? Lo Yivarach Asher Yotza. Ati Yitol Yadav Alach HaTvili Yivarach. Say Asher Yotza. The Gemara has one opinion that Omen Yehesh Meirabo is so important, you're allowed to even answer in the middle of the Shmonez. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, we don't pass for like that. You're not allowed to answer in the middle of the Shmonez. But after you say you're the Rotsin of Meitri, even if you're in the middle of Halakai, and so the Shmonez, you're not going to make it to you also. It says you do answer, Omen Yehesh Meirabo.
Why did the Mishnah Berurah explain Tachnunim in a weird way, except Sukhi Zimrah?
No, he just said the Koshkin. He didn't explain what it meant. He just said the Koshkin.
Oh, sorry, I thought that was a translation.
He doesn't explain what Tachnun means. What it means, Tachnun, after the Shmona Hesed. It means Elokayim, it's all the Shonimira. I think it means that. So to answer, Omen Yehesh Meirabo, that's Mutter. The question is, what about the Omen after Leila Mekal Bechasa Bishigasa? What about Borchu? What about Kedusha? You're allowed to answer that. So I think, I'm pretty sure that's a Machlokes. I think we're makel on that. It's probably going to be later. It's similar about the Hafsok and the Yiddish Manos. Here, what's the din? A Kohen. Kohen show, you carry Kriyash Ma'a Karun Likras Bater. Call him up to one of me. He's in the middle of Kriyash Ma'a. What should we do? Yesh Mishayma. Shem Ma'afsa Kriyash Mishayma Shayna Ma'afsa. Ba'abachi Ki Dvarra. What? Eina Ma'afsa. That's it? Eina Ma'afsa. Let's see. Chavot. Ba'alochi Ki Dvarra. Afraid him Tosu. Cool. The meaning is the first way that you do get the Ali. I feel the Bukhari Yisrael, not only a coin if he's the only coin in Shul, even if they call that another guy Shlishi, they have another 20 people in Shul. I feel the Bukhari Yisrael, the Amid Bem to Kriyashma, after Yochel Ahasi Yisrael Achi, he's not the only one in Shul. Apple Kuchain, no, Ogim Shema, Sikh Mim, they call it after. Vadim who aimed the post of Shema Yisrael, the Baruch Shem. Or you have to get them on. And the Yigmere, and the Hakaf Yama, they know Shana Samir. You leave it like that, and they are not one. Ach, and you call them Maher, or the Sayim, Ad Haperek, if you can finish till Saft Mazud, they say, Bishach, if you can finish till the end of the Perek, that's better, you Maher. Many Yochel, the Sayim, Ad Haperek, you Sayim, I'll call upon him, Ech, the Salah Kinyon, at least finish a Pasuk, finish a phrase. Ach, Bishvil Zelo, Yak, we shouldn't hold up the minion. Shouldn't keep the people waiting because Tichet Basibu Umla Yikra Im Achazim shouldn't lay along. Just say the Bichas HaTorah should not lay along. That's a machlokes. Can you give an aliyah to a person who's not able, who's blind, who's not able to read along? So Yikra then we make along that. You can give an aliyah to a person who can't read. Here the guy should not read along. Just say the Bracha. Shouldn't say Mishabera. Actually, Yira Lahata Sozna Velishma Menem Kosh Kenshul Yavsik Vaymal Ashlech Tziba Lasses Mishabera. That for sure you shouldn't say. Make a mishaberach and say something. Near dimi emtsa mishaberach, shochach achaz and shmo v'shoelo. They're saying a mishaberach for him because he gave him an aliyah, and he says mishaberach. I forgot his name. He called him a mutar lashiva mantei akol. Why is that mantei akol? Okay. Shechoy zerach and kachli kriyash ma'in and tzorach lach zerach me'makom shepasak. Afilo hayeparsha arucha b'shoa yidei zek. They lead him as kula. Because they're the Yevich Kvara also, but like Trila, certainly not. I feel I'm a Dibichas Kriyashma, because can be Kriyashma Atma. He grows it. If the Gabbai knows that he's in the middle of Kriyashma, shouldn't give him an Ali. I feel I'm Shom Koin Elohi, even he's the only Koin. Like the Mechash Bezel of the Gomor, came Shehu Isaac with Kriyashma. Like he could, he saw him come. She gave him an Ali, he saw him come. Look at the cross of Shema, the Yamba Bim Kong Koin. יש חוק מיום וגם לזה שייך בגום על הכוין דיין הכל יום שעוסק בקריאשמה ריבד יש לי סמך להוק על הקרוס המהועים ובבין הפרוקים he's the only coin in shul and he's been a proclaim so then you should call him yes it is in mahaya yes it is a mention coin alahu she yelach the base haknesses and she walk correct and he's the only coin and she walk out of shul before they have a chance to call him kain adin belevi okay near a pasha din I say the Torah munach al shulchan ein lahanish yuchal likras bo zimzeh. The balkar is in the middle of Kriyashma. Then what do you do? Zimzeh shayim yevi Kriyashma b'chasel. Kulei am yuchal lahasik b'nei kovet atorah. Achim minokom hu l'sayim lo mechila at aperk yisayim. If you can finish till the end of the aperk yisayim. Am yimna oz et zazmo m'liya su akari b'shem. You shouldn't be the gabbai. You shouldn't call out yamlot. You should just lay. Shame Akuim Shiala Latara Mikamin. Okay. Good. We'll stop here.